Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Juan Benitez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Shelby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joel Davis. And now, play ball. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Pardo and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cangalosi scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball four. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Malley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. O'Malley reaches second base with a double. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Malley moves to third. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Malley scores. Lacy moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Lacy scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Gene Nelson now pitching. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby strikes out. One out. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pardo hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bonilla can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Baines trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston moves to third. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lacey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lacey moves to second. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pardo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beniquez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 2 in the game. Shelby bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to third for the out. Beniquez moves to second. One out. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0 for 2 in the game. Pardo hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacey. Baines reaches second base with a double. Guillen moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beniquez scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. Guillen scores. Baines moves to third. One out. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacey. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Brad Havens now pitching. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lyons. The throw from Pardo and he is safe. Lyons steals second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Malley takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lacey bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Malley moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Malley scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pardo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 3 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmidt covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0 for 3 in the game. Pardo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Jones now pitching. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. O'Malley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. O'Malley reaches second base with a double. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.